The competition for Amazon's second headquarters is over, and many are crying foul over the choices. Tech and Financial Hub New York and Political Hub Arlington. David Hurd, CEO of TechBlock, says this was always about access to talent, and today's announcement really lays bare the fact that incentives don't matter in these deals.
So this circus that we've witnessed across the United States of communities putting together absurd packages of incentives to try to lure Amazon ended up having no impact at all.
Sure, it's sad that Austin and Dallas didn't end up with those jobs, he says, but the public competition created a real cutthroat situation for the 238 cities that bid.
And if a company is big enough, it can even start a bidding war itself. That is actually happening right now with Amazon.
That's HBO's John Oliver taking the company and communities to task for their willingness to accept the process.
There's never, ever been a more exciting time in Philadelphia than right now.
I love DFW because it's
family. Outgoing.
Hey, Alexa, where should Amazon locate HQ2?
In Frisco, Texas.
But in this process, Amazon, you're going to hear the same tired old line. But the fact of the matter is...
So even though many, including Hurd, argue Amazon was going to pick these places anyway, Amazon now gets $22,000 per job created in Virginia and $48,000 per job in Long Island City. These jobs will pay an average of $150,000. Amazon says it will invest $5 billion and increase the tax rolls $13 billion over 20 years. But that's not worth it for San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg.
Again, we pulled out of the arms race for incentives, provided we don't have an opportunity to negotiate on our own terms.
Nuremberg has no regrets over the open letter to Amazon that many interpreted as pulling San Antonio out of the running.
It was essentially a cattle call for incentives, and that's not a game that any American city ought to be playing, and the proof is in the way this whole RFP has played out.
Paul Flab, Texas Public Radio News.